It causes foot and hoof problems and creates an environment for pests and parasites to flourish. Abundant vegetation is a good mud manager, so pasture rotation is one solution.
And then also work towards building a heavy use area or a paddock with a footy material like gravel or some type of wood bark product. Something so animals can be up and dry and then manage that area. So pick the manure up on a regular basis. Pick up the wasted feed so that it doesn't continue to add to the problem.
Good drainage is very important. Inspect your runoff system and make sure rain gutters on nearby buildings aren't dumping gallons of water into the pasture. If there's a low area where water tends to collect, Ferry says to keep the animals away from it when conditions are soupy.
This is because animals walking over that area, especially heavier animals like cattle or horses, are going to compact that wet soil, and it will lead to an area that just doesn't produce well. So that should be an area in your pasture that you would try to avoid when the conditions are wet. Perhaps you could use some electric fencing of some sort to exclude animals from those areas.
You can't totally eliminate mud, but you can significantly reduce it. Find more tips for managing mud in the pasture at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, the chairman of the NTSB, Jennifer Homendy, in Maryland at the scene of the Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. Her main focus and the focus for her investigators, figuring out exactly what went wrong on that cargo ship prior to the collision with the bridge.
We've seen all the reports and heard the reports about power losses and it striking the bridge at the time when a number of workers were on the bridge, but it's still something we need to confirm.
The six construction workers they were looking for yesterday are believed to have died in the collision and collapse. Crews will be searching the water today again for their bodies. Sean Combs' lawyers speaking out about the raids on the media moguls' homes. They say they were unfair. The same storm system that brought flooding and hail to Georgia and Florida, as well as heavy snow to the upper Midwest earlier this week, moving east. Ping-pong-sized hail reported in Florida yesterday. Just one winning ticket sold in last night's billion-dollar-plus Mega Millions drawing, sold in New Jersey. This is ABC News. Britain's King Charles set to make a rare public appearance after he was diagnosed with cancer. ABC's Inez de la Quatera has more from the Foreign Desk.
King Charles expected to attend Easter service on Sunday in what will mark his first official public appearance since his cancer diagnosis was announced last month. The 75-year-old will be with his wife, Queen Camilla, and their appearance will come just days after Kate, Princess of Wales, also revealed she's been diagnosed with cancer and is undergoing preventative chemotherapy. It's unclear what types of cancers the two royals have. Inez de la Quatera, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
A Utah author already accused of killing her husband with poison, now facing new charges. Prosecutors say Corey Richens made an earlier attempt on his life by lacing a sandwich with fentanyl. After his death, she wrote a children's book about grief. One cure for insomnia may be the gym. New research says people who exercise at least twice a week can significantly cut their risk for not being able to sleep. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy and still a little breezy today, but not quite as windy as it was yesterday. It's going to be cold, too, with a high of 29 this afternoon. The wind west 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down to 11 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 37 on Friday. Mostly cloudy with a high back up to 47. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Now, this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ehlin. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill that allows specially trained emergency medical technicians to carry firearms into restricted areas during live shooter incidents. The new law allows armed EMT response into buildings and areas where weapons are banned, that includes school zones. In a unanimous vote Tuesday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that a group of Amazon delivery drivers are employees, not independent contractors. Amazon had appealed a lower court ruling that drivers in its Amazon Flex program are employees and eligible for unemployment benefits when fired. The justices rejected that appeal. And the Wisconsin Conservation Congress makes a change to its social media. The Congress maintains a Facebook page, but Chair Rob Bowman said in a post this week that comments will be disabled going forward, writing that they're unable to monitor comments and to correct the record when misrepresentation of facts are made. Ted Ehlin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, Rural Mutual Insurance is rewarding their farm policyholders for their loyalty and commitment to Wisconsin agriculture through their Farm Dividend Program. The Farm Dividend pays up to 5% back on your farm premium. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn how you could qualify.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
The Wisconsin Farm Bureau and Farmers and Agriculturalist Program is a program for 18 to 35-year-olds. It provides opportunities for our members of similar age to network and connect with other farmers and ag enthusiasts and grow their network and friendships.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durant, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Numbers R Us, your daily money managers, 3rd Avenue West Durant. Heike Wealth Management, 3rd Avenue West Durant. And Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durant. And Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durant and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. The cities of Wabasha and Kellogg, Wabasha County, and Greenfield Township have formed the River Trail Joint Powers Board to work on a project for a future bridge over the Zambrero River and a bike trail link connecting the cities. The board has received a $1.5 million grant from the Transportation Alternatives Program. The money would be used to construct a multi-use trail and trail bridge from Winona Avenue near Kellogg over the Zambrero River, connecting to 645th Street. The board hopes to start construction in the next few years. A principal in the Eau Claire School District has been dismissed over charges of alleged misconduct and failure to follow district policies. District officials say Pete Riley was fired as a principal at McKinley Charter School over charges of disrespecting students and staff and making derogatory comments about black students. Riley says charges of derogatory comments have been misrepresented and that vulgar language was sometimes used to diffuse tense situations. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden announced that $10 million in federal funding has been secured for the County T Road construction project. County Road T connects Eau Claire and Chippewa counties and will be converted from a two-lane to four-lane highway. Van Orden says about 30% of the project is already designed. No timeline has been announced for that project. Buffalo County is looking for an assistant for the County Board of Canvassing for the upcoming spring election. The County Board of Canvassing reviews election materials and ensures votes were counted correctly. The County Board of Canvassing will meet on April 4th, starting at 8:30 a.m. Contact Roxanne Halverson for more information or to apply. Wisconsin continues to monitor reports of avian influenza in dairy cattle in Texas and Kansas. Wisconsin State Veterinarian Dr. Darlene Conkle notes that pasteurization kills viruses or bacteria in milk, so it is safe to drink. Cattle infected with bird flu typically recover in about 10 days, and the herd does not have to be depopulated. Wisconsin has not had a positive bird flu case in dairy cattle. Dr. Conkle is reminding Wisconsin dairy producers, however, to report any illnesses in cattle. Two recently passed congressional spending bills include millions of dollars to support research at the universities of Wisconsin. The measures are setting aside a total of $56 million towards projects at UW-Madison. The largest chunk of the money, nearly $28 million, will go toward work at the Great Lakes Bioenergy Center. Some of the other supported research focuses on biomedicine, the dairy industry, and rural development. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Planning for retirement and your family's future should not keep you up at night. I'm Tyler Schroyer of Heike Wealth Management. From Roth IRAs and 401k rollovers to life insurance needs and purchasing CDs, I strive to add value to your financial and retirement picture. Visit HeikeWealthManagement.com or stop at my office on 3rd Avenue West in Durand to schedule an appointment. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance offered through Heike Wealth Management, LLC, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial Services.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is taking public comments on a new elk management plan. Biologist Joshua Spiegel says that they've been working closely on the plan with farmers in the central region of the state. Elk have been doing damage to cranberry farms, so the DNR worked together with USDA and agriculture groups to minimize contact between elk and humans. You can enter your input online at dnr.wy.gov. Just search for elk. A conservative group opposed to equal opportunity programs in colleges has filed a complaint against UW-Madison over access to grants for minority students. The Equal Protection Project says those grants for minority groups unfairly block out white students from funding and are a violation of civil rights and anti-racism laws. They want the U.S. Department of Education to investigate the program and open it up for all students. UW-Madison is among several colleges and universities that EPP is targeting with complaints. UW officials say they will cooperate with any official investigation. Some elected Wisconsin Democrats say they won't support Joe Biden in next week's presidential primary. WisPolitics reports a total of 24 have signed a letter vowing to vote uninstructed in the April 2nd Democratic primary. It's part of a campaign urging voters to vote uninstructed in protest of President Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. State Representative Francesca Hung of Madison drafted the letter. Representative Christina Shelton of Green Bay has signed it, as have Democratic Socialist Representative Ryan Clancy and Darren Madison of Milwaukee. Milwaukee State Senator Chris Larson and other local officials have also signed on. Biden has already secured the Democratic nomination for president. A Wisconsin first responder has come to the rescue in mid-flight. Lake Country Fire and Rescue Assistant Chief Matthew Herder was on a Southwest flight from Milwaukee to Arizona last week when a passenger lost consciousness. Herder came to the man's aid, giving him an IV that Southwest had on board. He stayed with the man for two more hours until they landed in Arizona, where emergency crews were waiting. Soon after, Herder said he found an email on his phone congratulating him on 30 years as a paramedic. Next week's Milwaukee Brewers home opener will be the debut for a bright new addition to American Family Field. At over 12,000 square feet, a new center field scoreboard at AmFam Field is twice the size of the previous scoreboard, and the LED display will provide higher resolution for fans.
Harper, president of business operations, Rick Schlesinger, says, in addition to the increase in the scoreboard size, the visual experience will be really impactful and allows us to do creative things. The enhanced scoreboard is part of a new LED display system throughout the ballpark, costing around $14 million. The Brewers begin their home schedule April 2nd against the Minnesota Twins. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Plans to build a water park at Mall of America are resurfacing. The Bloomington City Council will get an update and look at the concepts for the 143,000 square foot Mystery Cove Water Park during a joint meeting Thursday with the city's Port Authority. The proposal includes a wave pool, lazy river, 30 slides, and a retractable roof. Construction could begin as soon as 2025 and open in 2027. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The Minnesota Timberwolves will go for their third win in a row when they hosted Detroit at the Target Center tonight. The Wolves are coming off a 114-110 win over the Golden State Warriors Sunday. Minnesota's in third place in the Western Conference. Now tonight's game tips off at 7 o'clock. The Minnesota Wild will add some depth to their blue line for next season. The team signed a defenseman Jack Pert to a three-year entry-level contract yesterday. The deal starts in the 24-25 season. The Grand Rapids native was Minnesota's Mr. Hockey Award winner in 2021 and has spent the last 3 years at St. Cloud State. The Wild return to action when they host the Sharks tomorrow night. The Minnesota Twins wrapped up spring training on a high note. The club beat the Atlanta Braves 9-6 in their final exhibition contest yesterday. Matt Wallner hit a home run in the win, but Louis Varland gave up 6 runs on 7 hits in 5 innings. Jeff Brigham picked up the win in relief, while Scott Blewert earned the save. The Twins will begin the regular season against the Royals on opening day tomorrow. The Green Bay Packers are getting some kicking help. ESPN is reporting the team signed Greg Joseph to a one-year deal yesterday. The 29-year-old made nearly 83% of his field goals and more than 90% of his extra points over his 5-year NFL career. Joseph spent the last 3 seasons with the Minnesota Vikings and is expected to challenge Anders Carlson, who had an inconsistent rookie year with Green Bay. The Brewers finished their spring training on a low note following a 6-1 loss to the Rockies in Scottsdale. Ernesto Martinez drove in the team's only run with a 5th-inning sacrifice fly. Milwaukee ended exhibition play with a 16-15 record. They head to New York to take on the New York Mets opening day tomorrow.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text LIKE to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
With LeBron James out of the Lakers lineup due to an ankle injury, L.A. still beat the Bucks 128-124 in double overtime at Fiserv. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bucks blew a 19-point fourth-quarter lead and were swept in the two-game season series.
You know, I just never thought we reached the intensity level that we had for the first half. I think they got, what, four loose balls, four offensive rebounds in the first 3 minutes of the third quarter. You know, when you have a team down, I think it was 18, right, you have a chance to take that to 30. And we didn't do that. We took it from 18 to 10, coming right out of the door. That gave them hope.
Bucks coach Doc Rivers, Anthony Davis had 34 points and 23 rebounds, and Austin Reeves had a triple-double with 29 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists. For the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo, ninth triple-double of the season, 29 points, 21 rebounds, and 11 assists. Kickoffs in the NFL will look different this upcoming season. The league owners approving changes that will make kickoffs look more like the XFL's version of the play. Kickers will continue to kick from the 35-yard line, but players on the kickoff team will line up on the receiving team's 40-yard line, while the receiving team will set up between the 35 and 30. No players besides the kicker and returners can move until the ball touches either the ground or the player inside the landing zone. Packers expect to know soon if they're the team that'll open the season against the Eagles on a Friday night in Brazil. Team president and CEO Mark Murphy.
I anticipate probably within the week we'll find out. So it's either us or Cleveland. If they choose us, we'll welcome it. I think it'd be exciting. You know, it'd be the first game ever in Brazil and could be exciting, but want to make sure that we're, you know, some of those things are worked out.
Packers added veteran kicker Greg Joseph, signing him to a one-year deal yesterday, bringing some competition to Anders Carlson. Brewers cap Cactus League play with a 6-1 loss to the Rockies. They're scheduled to open the season in New York against the Mets on Thursday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin. Radio Network.
To thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Ball four, take your base.
The only thing worse than a pitcher running out of gas on the mound is your old phone running out of storage for your photos in the stands.
Goodbye, home run!
Switch to Verizon and get a great deal on a new iPhone 15 Pro with tons of storage for all the ballpark pics you want. Just trade in your iPhone, any model, in any condition, so you'll feel like you're winning, even when your team's not. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for a great deal on iPhone 15 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate and get iPad and Apple Watch SE with eligible service plan, only on Verizon.
Forecast for today, plenty of clouds this afternoon. A chance of flurries. We'll have highs upper 20s. West winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30. Tonight, cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows near 13. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 30s. And for Friday, partly sunny, highs low 50s. Currently across the region, we do have a few clouds in the area. Pepin 21, Wabasha and Nelson at 20, Lake City 19, Mondovi 17, Plum City and Nogales 16 here at WRDN. Do have a little bit of sunshine and 18 with Toby Keith and Whiskey Girl. It's 724.
baby looks good in them blue jeans, tied on the top with a belly button ring, a little tattoo somewhere in between. She only shows to me. Hey, we're going out dancing, she's ready tonight. So damn good looking, boys, it ain't even right. And when the bartender says for the lady, what's it gonna be? I tell him, man, she ain't into wine and roses. Beer just makes her turn up her nose, and she can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more rage and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. She's my little whiskey girl. My ragged on the edges girl. Ah, but I like them rough. Baby got a 69 Mustang, four on the floor, and you ought to hear the pipes ring. I jump behind a wheel and it's away we go. Yeah, I drive too fast, but she don't care. Blue bandana tied all up in her hair, just sitting there singing every song on the radio. Makes her turn up her nose, and she can't stand a thought of sipping champagne. No Cuervo gold margaritas, just ain't enough good burning tequila. She needs something with a little more edge and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. She's my little whiskey girl. My ragged on the edges girl. Oh, but I like them rough. No Cuervo. With a little more rage and a little more pain. She's my little whiskey girl. Oh, she's my little whiskey girl. My ragged on the edges, girl. Oh, but I like them rough. Yeah, I like them rough.
My number. locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Gassed up truck sitting in the driveway. In the back there's a black and a pink suitcase. She can't stop saying she's freaking out. You say, baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Then you hold her hand, kiss her one time, throw it in drive and take her home. They fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home. Sometimes God draws life like a dream. Paint you a 7 pound 5 ounce scene in a car seat creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love. Thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. Trying to play it cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for them down the road. Memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Kenny Chesney, Take Her Home, 733. I'm Brian Winnikins. Good morning. And next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. Also, this morning, we'll give you a little history on the Tilt-A-Whirl. I always called it the Tilt-A-Hurl. That was Brianna's favorite ride as a kid. We'll tell you a little bit about that this morning. Also, this morning, we'll tell you about one student who is becoming an astronaut. Just a student. We'll tell you about that here coming up this morning as well. Well, one person in New Jersey is pretty happy.
Oh, boy, I'm rich. I'm wealthy. I'm independent. I'm socially secure. I'm rich.
Yeah, pal. So's the IRS. There was one winner in the Mega Millions last night from New Jersey. They win the $1.1 billion jackpot. They got a lot of decisions to make. You know, they're going to take the cash up front or do the annuity. I myself would do the annuity. They got to pay taxes. They also have to get my banking information so they can get... Give me a little bit of a donation, right?
Yeah. You're invited to the Easter Sunday Buffet this Sunday from 10:45 to 3:30 at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill in Durand, featuring the delicious roasted chicken, baked ham, mashed potatoes, gravy, stuffing, candy carrots, and more, all for only $14.95. Reservations are appreciated. Call 672 672-
8874. It's the Easter Sunday Buffet, this Sunday from 10:45 to 3:30 at the Corral Bar and Riverside Grill, downtown Durand.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Visit O'Galley Cheese for many locally sourced food items, including O'Galley's own award-winning Parmesan and Asiago cheeses and homemade squeaky fresh cheese curds made with milk from our local dairy farms. O'Galley Cheese also offers a variety of locally made brats, specialty popcorn, and delicious cheesecakes. Need a quick and easy dinner for the family? Pick up a handmade pizza from the O'Galley Cheese Factory Store. Family owned and operated for over 75 years, O'Galley Cheese Factory Store opens 7 days a week, 2 miles north of Durand on Highway 25.
Forecast for today becoming mostly cloudy. We'll have a chance of flurries this afternoon. Highs upper 20s, west winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 30. Tonight, cloudy early, then becoming partly cloudy late. Lows near 13. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs upper 30s. Friday, partly sunny, highs low 50s. Currently across the region, mix of clouds and sun. Pepin 21, Wabasha, Nelson 20, Lake City 19, Mondovi 17, Plum City and O'Galley 16. Here at WRDN, we do have some sunshine. 18 with Clay Walker, and what's it to you? It's 7:37.
What's that? I hear angels singing, telling me to make my move. Listen to it. Their voice is ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby. Tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is. What's it to you? Time's up, trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing to cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? I'm sure your heart is telling you true. I gotta know what love is to you. Cause to me it's a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Love is a rhythm of two hearts. Steady and true.
We got you covered. From Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, it's knowing that your door's always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you on the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together.
This is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let them.
show me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. This is where it ends.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Bailey Zimmerman and Where It Ends at 7:49. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, there will be an open house on April 3rd at 5 o'clock at the Durant City Hall. This will be with Durant Police, Fire, and EMS, along with the Pepin County Sheriff's Department for the Explorers Program. This is for kids in 6th through 12th grade. And there'll be an open house, so you can find out more information on that. Bring the kids along, and if they're interested, you can sign up. You can find out more. Just visit the Durant Police Department's Facebook page for more information on that. Have you ever been to San Diego? I've been there once, just one time. That was when I was NAFB president back in 2016. Had to do a speech at the National Cattlemen's Association's convention. They had it in beautiful San Diego in January, where it was sunny and 72. So I didn't get a chance to go down to the beach, but apparently there used to be parrots on the beach, and they're back. The San Diego parrots are back. How did they get there? They're not sure. San Diego beach neighborhoods have become an unexpected sanctuary for the red-crowned Amazon parrots, a species originally hailing from northeast Mexico. The colorful and vocal birds have adapted to the beachside communities of Point Loma, Ocean Beach, and Pacific Beach, where they're a common sight in the warmer months. Now, while their presence is a bit of a puzzle, theory suggests they may have arrived through the exotic pet trade back in the 40s. Now, the parrots, they're part of the San Diego's coastal charm. Apparently, the squawks are as familiar as the ocean waves. They're just squawking. They're not talking, apparently, or at least not asking for crackers.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized, theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month.
Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM, Real Country.
Don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear some Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. Don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, I make one request. Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Ain't got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear George Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Yeah, don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
I don't like. You ain't got a pair of jeans that don't fit you just right. There's not a minute in the day that you don't knock me out, you don't blow me away. But girl, now that the sun's gone down, whoa, whoa, looking at you right here and now, about that southern sky, sitting back behind that moon, it goes perfect with your eyes. Girl, tonight looks good on you. Something about the way you're smiling, making them stars fall right on cue. I just gotta tell you, baby, tonight looks good on you.
Thank you.
taste the midnight on your lips. Makes me just wanna lean in for